Tesvav Seif Samach. Achilat Peyot Atzorvim Espanav. A person wants to eat food which colors his face. Motel Lechol Peyot Afim Ein Tzorvim Espanav V'yadav. Nishein Zeh Ein Derech Litzpoes V'sorah B'ofen Zeh. V'chein Ein Zeh Begedet Tzviyah Ele Lichluch Ba'am. A person is allowed to eat food even though the outcome will come that he gets colored his face with fingers. This needs cherries, fresh cherry. This needs fresh tutsadeh, strawberries. He sometimes gets dirty, his hands come red, his lips come red, his mouth comes red. A person is allowed to do it, because that's not the way a person usually colors. Therefore, you're allowed to do it, because you only get dirty. If a kid has sweets, or some sort of sherbet, or something like that, which is specially made to go and color the lips and the mouth, that is a problem. So he says in the footnote from Tovea, the problem from Tovea. A lady who specially eats strawberries or cherries in order that her lips should come red, some people want to say one should not do it. If Samach Aleph, Kinuach Piv B'mapah, a person to go and clean his mouth with on a magevet, on a cloth. Nechleku Aposkin B'mishach Aperos V'nitzpa'u V'chtav V'yadav. Imot Elekanech B'mitzpacha. Yeshe Gosu Li Zoyev Ezeh Mishum Tzoveh Et HaMitzpacha. Yeshe Tiyu Mishum Shosuivin She'en Lezeh Hashem Tzvir Klal V'akdech Lichluch Ba'alma. Also am Mishnebuag, Yishlismuch ala ma'akilim bo'ifin she'en yochel izoy b'zeh v'im ba'ora. There is a machloikas poskin. If a person has hands which are colored, and he wants to clean his hands, are you allowed to clean it on a cloth? Or on a towel? Because the color from the mouth, the hands, are going to go on the towel. And you're going to go and color the towel. Or color the cloth. Some poskim say it is allowed without any problem. Why? Because you're not doing it in order to go and color. You're doing it in order to go and clean yourself. It's considered derech lichluch, away from doing dirty. You're not making it clean on the towel, you're just making dirty the towel. So some poskim say there's no problem to do that. But there are other poskim which say, Achronim will say, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Say that Achronim, that Kemosha, Kiveiga, some poskim wants to come along and say, that what? You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because you're still coloring the cloth. The Mishnah Berurah takes on Halacha L'maaseh L'chatchila, one shouldn't do it if one's able to get out of the problem. If you can't get out of the problem, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, put the Mishnah Berurah. In a case which one has a rag, or a cloth, or paper, or tissue, which one throws away, then the poskim want to say it is better than the cases which they are machlokes, because there's no there's no help, and it's not a thing which one usually colors. A cloth which one usually colors, cloth which could be colored, it's got a problem according to the poskim. One should be machmir lechatchila according to the Mishnah Berurah, but a cloth which one doesn't color, a cloth which one throws away, a cloth which is tissue or paper which one throws away, it's not a thing which one usually colors. Therefore, the poskim want to say that according to everybody is allowed to go and clean one's hands on it. There's no problem from Tovea according to all the shittas. The same thing as a person wants to put on a plaster. Maybe you can come along and say, I am making red the plaster. I'm coloring the plaster. Since a plaster is a thing which, a bandage is the same thing, it's a thing which one throws out, one doesn't keep it, one's not interested ever to go and color it. Therefore, everybody, something which one throws out is allowed to go and clean with it, go and clean oneself with it. But in the case which as a cloth or a towel, sometimes people do color, Therefore, there is a machloek for poskim with that, and the mishabur takes on lachatchila. One should not do clean one's hands if it is going to color the cloth. So what one has to do, one has to, according to the mishabur lachatchila, one should go and wash one's hands in the water till the blood or the redness goes off, and then put on a cloth. That, otherwise, if you've got no other way, the mishabur says you're allowed to do that. If you've got a tablecloth which a drink fell on it, you've got, let's say, red wine which falls on the tablecloth. Now you want to take it off the table. You want to get rid of this wine. So the normal way is you take a knife, you push along the wine till it comes to the corner of the table, the side of the table, and you put it into some sort of a cup or something. That some people want to say, now when you're pushing along the wine, then what you're doing, you're making the other part of the tablecloth red, making the other part of the tablecloth color. So some people want to come along and say, one should not do that on Shabbat, because you are coloring the other part of the tablecloth. From the other person that says aloud. So he says further, well, the data makilim the sifa koidim gam ke muta. Then emoshi, absolutely, there, absolutely. He says, according to the person we learned before, that if it is something which one cleaning and one's not interested in coloring the place, it is allowed. The same thing here. You're not interested now in coloring the tablecloth. You're interested in cleaning. According to the person we say before, sifa koidim, you're allowed to go and clean oneself with a rag or a even though you're going to get it, the color is going to go over to the cloth. The same thing here, even though the tablecloth is going to go and get colored, you're allowed to do that. According to what the Mishnah Berurah takes on before, and the Sif before that, if you've gone no other way, you're allowed to do it. Same thing here. If you've gone no other way, you're allowed to do it. Like we said in the footnote, that if you've got something which one throws away, it's not a problem altogether, that if one has some sort of a cloth which one throws away, it's much better than to go and pull it along on the tablecloth itself.